Early man, was he really less intelligent?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the popular Answers book. I know that secular scientist Ken would have us believe that the first people weren't very intelligent, but is that really true?
Well, not at all. You know, archaeologists were digging recently at an ancient Roman temple, and they found a small container containing a whitish cream. When they analyzed it, they were astonished. They found it was very similar to modern-day cosmetic cream. Are you aware that today's creams require a higher degree of technology to produce them? You see, the Romans obviously knew how to do this 2,000 years ago. Mark, here's another example. A team of archaeologists has finally figured out the formula for an ancient pigment which is remarkably shiny and intense. It was used by the Romans on the walls in the famous city of Pompeii almost 2,000 years ago. Well, it's recently been discovered that when the Romans prepared one of the ingredients, they were actually able to grind the particles down to 1/10,000th of an inch in size. No one thought anyone could do this 2,000 years ago. See, opposite to what evolutionists say, man has always been highly intelligent. And this is what we'd expect from the Bible. Back at the beginning of mankind, people could build cities, raise livestock, make musical instruments, and work in bronze and iron. You know, God made man with a very high degree of intelligence.
As Ken Ham makes clear in his free booklet on the history of the world according to the Bible, man has always been highly intelligent. His free booklet is available on our website, answersradio.com.